For the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Levi Moltoman. Lawmakers largely agreed upon the idea of requiring public schools to allow homeschooled students to participate in extracurriculars during a debate yesterday. The Columbia Missourian reports the division occurred with the part of the proposal that would take away a district's core state funding if it failed to do so. The bill requires schools to give homeschooled students the opportunity to try out or apply to join extracurricular activities, including sports, theater, and academic clubs. The bill also specifies that schools can only require a homeschooled student to enroll in one class necessary or closely related to the extracurricular for eligibility in the activity. If schools fail to follow these measures, they could lose their foundation formula payment from the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. But many lawmakers said they felt this measure to be extreme and even potentially unconstitutional. Despite the disagreement, the bill, along with its amendment, was given initial approval by the House yesterday. A St. Louis husband and wife facing criminal charges for waving guns at racial injustice protesters last summer are asking a judge to send their case back to the grand jury, citing concerns about Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner's handling of the case. Attorney Joel Schwartz, in an email today, said that bias from Gardner's office tainted the grand jury's process. A hearing on the motion to remand is scheduled for April 30th. Mark and Patricia McCloskey emerged as celebrities in conservative circles after the charges were filed, and even spoke on video at the Republican National Convention last year. The Missouri House has expelled a lawmaker accused of sexually and physically abusing his children years ago. The GOP-led House voted today almost unanimously to kick out Republican Rick Rober. His now adult children testified to House investigators this year that he sexually abused two of them at the ages of 5 and 9. The committee found records that show his children reported the abuse years ago, but that prosecutors didn't file charges. Rober didn't immediately respond to an Associated Press request for comment. He previously told the committee that he did not sexually abuse his children. After 4 years as Missouri's health director, Randall Williams announced yesterday that he is stepping down from the position effective immediately. The Columbia Missourian reports Williams' tenure has been tinged with controversy, from planning to track the menstrual cycles of Missourians to the department's heavily criticized management of legalized medical marijuana implementation. The most recent critiques have come as Williams has been the face of the state's COVID-19 response. Throughout the pandemic, Williams encouraged Missourians to maintain social distance and wear masks. He also backed the governor's stance on personal responsibility and decision not to implement a statewide mask mandate, despite public health experts insisting the masks were necessary to slow the spread of the virus. Robert Nodell, Parsons' deputy chief of staff, will serve as acting director for the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. I'm Levi Moltoman, KBIA News, Columbia.